AviationPros.com is the portal website for AMT, Airport Business, and Ground Support Worldwide magazines. Visit daily for breaking news, industry blogs, and insightful articles from our magazine's editorial team. And don't forget to sign up for our publication's daily e-newsletters. It's all at AviationPros.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Joe Petrie, Editor-in-Chief of Airport Business Magazine. Welcome to another edition of the Aviation Pros Podcast, where we go beyond the headlines and deeper into the topics impacting the aviation industry. The COVID-19 pandemic has ravaged the world. Airports are struggling to keep their facilities clean and address safety concerns with the few people still flying. The pandemic won't last forever, but will its impact on air travel? I recently spoke with Jonathan Massey, Aviation Sector Leader for Corgan, about how airport design will change.
Thank you for taking a few minutes to speak with us today. And I guess the first question I had was, can you tell me, will this COVID-19 pandemic have a lasting impact on the design of airports and future terminals?
Yes, I think that's most definitely a yes. One, and if you think back to one of the paradigm shifting events of the past of 9/11, which had kind of a global impact to the industry, there were things that were put into practice at that point in time to mitigate the risks that we're seeing, and those are still present today. So we definitely see this being another paradigm shifting event that will cause both short-term solutions, but long-term changes in design practice that will be just part of reality.
And you mentioned 9/11. Do you think this is going to be a bigger change than we saw after events such as that?
Potentially, yes. You know, the events of 9/11 affected a very specific area, and it was a very specific threat, and it was a fairly identifiable threat. This, as it's dealing with the public and the public space in general, and you really don't know where the threat could come from. It's not just, you know, in a toilet or, you know, at the kiosk you may be touching. It could be anywhere. So I think this is going to cause a more holistic rethink of the design of terminal interior environments on a scale that was greater than what we saw after 9/11.
As far as those operations areas that are inside the terminal, is there a particular area that you see is going to be the most impacted coming out of this, or is going to see the most type of change?
Well, obviously, the areas that affect passenger processing, both departing and arriving, I think we'll see changes in the check-in hall, security checkpoint, and all the way through to boarding. One of the things we're investigating right now is the idea of the touchless passenger process. So how could someone go through checking the bag, going through security, and boarding a plane without having to touch high-touch surfaces, as an example? So I think there'll be fairly ubiquitous changes, albeit perhaps each one in and of itself may be fairly minor.
What about the gate hold room? I mean, is this going to be the death knell, the traditional gate hold with everybody being packed into a small area after, you know, the age of social distancing?
Well, that's a good question. You know, for a long time, airlines and airports have been battling gate anxiety and trying to find ways to balance having people there and ready to board, but also not make them feel trapped so they can go enjoy food and beverage and use other parts of the facility. I think what we're going to see is some advances in that type of thought process, you know, apps that are called to gate, you know, your plane's ready to board, so, you know, you can feel free to not be locked into that hold lounge. The other aspect is both in the hold lounge itself, if, you know, elderly passengers really want to wait in the hold lounge. And so finding ways to address social distancing, whether we're in a pandemic situation or not, we believe will become standard practice. So we're currently looking at some ideas of how you can deal with seating and other things, but also standing in line to board. You know, it's creating, we all know that boarding areas are fairly cramped and don't have a lot of space right now. If you forced all those people to be 6 feet apart, then that makes the problem so much worse. So I think we'll see advances in how the lounges lay out and also advances in how we actually board so that people don't have to stand in crowded lines.
And obviously technology is going to play a key role just by what you're saying. Is there any type of technology you see as that's being used in the airport now that might be on the fast track to extinction just be on how quick this is going to change?
Well, that's a good question. Fast track to extinction. There may be things like touch screens. So screens or other technologies that you have to physically interact with, I would think would be something that is phased out over time in lieu of biometrics or gestural recognition. You know, there's technologies now where you can use hand gestures to select items or to, you know, raise a volume on your stereo or things like that. And then certainly, you know, in the boarding process itself, you know, even some airlines are now using facial recognition cameras as the thing that you that validates your identity and lets you board a plane rather than you having to touch a scanner with your boarding card. So I think the things that require touch, that require physical interaction, are going to be the things that are phased out.
Technology is one thing in areas where people are going to congregate. Do you think this is also going to have an impact as far as the ambient environment inside the terminal and what travelers are going to be asking for when they're going to be in a large transportation space full of a lot of people?
Well, that's a really, really good question. You know, and I'll go back to 9/11. During the recovery period after that, there were some real physical changes to enhance security, but there's also a lot of addressing perception, you know, addressing passengers' desire to feel safe and to be able to see the increased security. I think that's going to be evident in this recovery as well. Passengers are going to want to see that things are sanitized or see that they can interact with things without touching what somebody else has touched. So I think the expectation of the passenger as they travel is going to change, and they're going to want to see a different environment. So that is something that we're actively studying right now and developing ideas around what that might look like.
For airports that are going through this right now and what they're seeing, what should they be looking at and thinking about now about their future and areas that they should be addressing when we come out of this?
Well, there's both short-term and long-term. I think there's short-term solutions that airports should be considering as airlines begin to fly and passengers begin to fly more. That is dealing with social distancing, sanitation, and the perceptions of sanitation, and minimizing high-touch surfaces and the need to interact with those. Longer-term, I think it's going to be considering some planning parameters in future terminal design. For example, how we plan terminals to zip today is based on a density level of passengers that's really just about social norms. It's not about distancing to prevent spread of disease. So I think there's going to be some basic planning metrics that airports will need to incorporate and think about, in addition to some basic changes in their infrastructure. There may be changes in HVAC systems and of course, the biometrics, and having an IT backbone that can handle a lot more of these technologies. Those are the longer term things that will need to be built into development. But we'll all need to work together to figure out what those are and the best practices for those as we move forward.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for that insight.
You're welcome.
Thanks again for joining us for today's podcast. For more information about the impact of COVID-19 on airports, please check out the upcoming May issue Airport Business or sign up for the Airport Business Daily newsletter. I'm Joe Petrie. Please stay safe out there.